This is probably what
right.
I wanted.
Okay, good evening. We're now looking at chapter 31 of Tanya. We finished chapter 30 last week.
I got confused because the Hebrew is usually on this side.
Are you reading from the English?
No. So here we are looking at Perek Lamed Aleph. That's Tanya, chapter 31.
I'm reading the English.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Now, we're talking about a person thinking to themselves about themselves. The point is that the in chapter 30 it speaks about the way that someone should think, am I really serving Hashem the way that I should? And if you start thinking in that kind of way, you may well come to the conclusion, I'm not serving Hashem in the way that I should. I could be doing much more. I could be davening with more feeling. I could be learning more. I could be doing more. I could be helping other people more. I could be something or other. I could be giving more stock, something or other. And so, Vehine, this is what he, from that track, he begins off. Vehine, behold, af im, even the if, if a person thinks a lot, lahaimik beinyonim hanal, to think about deeply about the things mentioned in the previous chapter, kusha ushtaim, an hour or two, that means quite a while, liyos binemichas ruach, and he feels a more contrite spirit, velev nishba, and what Tanya calls, what the Chachomim, what the sages call a broken heart. It doesn't mean what we call a broken heart in English. A broken heart in English is a very negative situation. But a broken heart, Lev Nishba in Hebrew, means that their ego has, they've gone, they can see the littleness of their own ego. That can actually be a very liberating experience. And he has this sense of lowness. I mean, even here, in fact, Yovoi didei atzvus gedoila, even if he starts getting depressed about this, but it's not real depression. That's what he's going to tell us. Lo yochush, don't worry. Va'av sha'atzvus hi mitzad klipas noiga, even though really real melancholy, sadness, comes from the realm of the klipa, of the concealment of Hashem, below mitzad hakadusha, not from the realm of holiness. Because on the side of holiness, ki betzad hakadusha, ksiv oiz v'chedva b'mekoimo, it says there is joy and rejoicing in the place where Hashem is. That's where holiness means the presence of Hashem. And when one is in the presence of Hashem, there's a feeling of joyfulness. And there's another quote from the sages. Ve'ein hashchina shoira eile mitoich simcha. The divine presence only dwells when there is happiness, when there's simcha. Ve'chein l'dva halacha, the sages go on to say. Similarly, when you're learning halacha, when you're learning Gemara, Torah, the laws of the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, the code of law, there will also be joyfulness. So, the realm of holiness is a realm of joy. Now that's an interesting thing. But in this case, the person is thinking about their own negativity, their own lack of fulfilling their spiritual potential. And so at this point, they're not carefree. They're thinking, I could be doing much more. I should be doing much more. If this melancholy is about one's spiritual qualities, not about practical, not about physical things, but about spiritual qualities, it is the good which is in Noiga. You see, Noiga is a realm of klipa, which in itself conceals the divine, but Noiga has within it, Noiga is often mentioned in Tanya, it has within it both positive and negative. And so in the concealment of God, there is a negative a negative aspect, but also there is a positive dimension. V'lechein kosev Arizal, and therefore Rabbi Yitzchak Luria wrote, she'afilu daigos ha'avoinus, even a person worrying about their sins, eina ra'uya, is not appropriate, ki'im b'shas ha'vidui. Only at the time when the person is actually saying vidui, which is the part of the davening where we confess our sins. Like in Yom Kippur, we say, oshamnu, bogadnu, gozalnu. We speak about the averis that we have done. And in the Hasidic text of the prayers, we actually say this every day, unless it's a special day like Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, something like that. So Rabbi Yitzchak Luria says one should only be depressed about one's sins at the time of saying one's this vidui, v'loy b'shas hatfilah v'talmud Torah, not at the time of ordinary davening and of learning Torah, should tzrichim liyos v'simcha, because they should be joyful, shemitzad hakadusha dafka, because joy is the realm of holiness. So even thinking bad about oneself in a spiritual way is only for certain times, and it has to be kept carefully managed, so that at those certain times one thinks critically about oneself and then you resolve to do better, and at other times you're in a state of joyfulness and happiness and feeling that you are trying to do your best, and you don't dig a hole, you don't take away the carpet under your feet. You have to, just the same way that you mustn't speak Lashon Hara about another person, you mustn't speak Lashon Hara about yourself. And so you've got to find ways of, as it were, comforting yourself in the ups and downs of life. At certain times, one can be more critical. Now, even though there is this general idea against feeling this sort of negative, critical view of oneself, harikachi amida, in fact, this is also an approach, la'achpia le'sidra achra, to crush the negative realm, to quell the negative realm, b'minav dugmasa, using something which comes from the negative realm itself, like feeling upset, feeling depressed at the fact that one hasn't lived up to the expectations that you might have of yourself and that Hashem has of oneself. And Kamay Melazal, this is like the sages say, Mineyu be'aba lishte be'naga. There is the idea there that how do you chop down a tree? You take an axe, and the axe has got a wooden staff, and at the end of it you fix a metal axe head. But the wooden staff itself comes from the tree. And so you're using a bit of a tree in order to chop down a tree. So we're trying to deal with the negative forces which are inside us. Sometimes, carefully managed, we need a little bit of those negative forces as well. So sometimes we need a kind of sharp, critical perspective on ourselves, even though this negative attitude is usually considered something from the realm which is not holiness. But we can utilize it in such a way which is for our benefit and for the transformation of the negative inside ourselves. He gives another example of foga boy be kiyotze boy. A person, or a negative person, meets someone who is like the same kind of person, and he's able to deal with him. You know, so you have a nasty crook. Maybe you have a nasty policeman who's able to catch him. That's if it was a very benevolent policeman, then maybe the crooks will get away. So you need somehow the same type in some sense. So he's using that image for ourselves. Val zeh ne'eman, about that it says b'chol eitzev yeh moisa, that whenever there is any sorrow, in fact, there's profit from it. V'hayisoren he, and what is the profit? Hasimcha habo acha etzev. The joy which comes after the sorrow, kedil kamen, as we're going to explain. So in other words, a person starts to think critically about themselves, like it says in the previous chapter. And on account of this, they might get a bit depressed, they might feel low, they might feel, I just have not achieved what I could have achieved in certain areas. You know, a person might have
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of people think that's what's right. I mean, sometimes people look back and they think, now, if I'd have done that, or maybe I should have done that. But sometimes circumstances, you think, well, I'm going to do the best in this particular you know, you have to make a decision, and sometimes it's not always right.
That's what
sometimes
I say
it's
now.
Not. You know, often I've had that people say, you have to make a quick decision. Maybe it's not the right one. At that particular time, you think that is the decision was right for that. But sometimes when you look back maybe 3-6 months later and think, I could have maybe done something else, but not always think at that time. I don't know, you know.
No,
at that time,
absolutely.
You have to make a decision, maybe, and you think, right, well, that's what I'm going to have to do now.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
And you see, we need two things. We need to be able to live with ourselves, and we also need to be able to have a spur to do good things in the present and the future. And that spur sometimes comes from recognizing that what we did before wasn't as good as it could have been. And we're now going to decide we're going to do better now.
So you mean a person who's always done good doesn't say, I want to do good now? They don't need to say that because they've always done good. But those that have done bad need to say they're going to do good if they repent.
All right, that's a good point. The point is that the fact that one sees that one didn't do as much as one could, or one made a mistake, as Susan says, you made a decision and it turns out it was the wrong decision, and you might feel serious regrets about that. But you then use that as a spur for doing better things now. You say, well, I'm going to make up for them. And making up for mistakes of the past is an extremely powerful element in our personality.
Is it? And do you think that does help one to not be stuck in the bitterness and the regret in that?
Yeah, well, you see, what it calls meriras, bitterness, in Hebrew, we're going to come to the word bitterness in a minute, is actually a positive quality. Not, you see, again, we've got the difference in the different languages. Bitterness in English implies kind of hopelessness. The person's bitter. Mm-hmm. And there's no hope, nothing can be changed, and it's all the way it is, and either, you know, they say, you know, fate dealt badly with them, or someone else, you know, tangible individual dealt badly with them, and they're very unhappy and there's no solution. Whereas Mariras, bitterness in Hebrew, implies a kind of energy that I'm going to make things better. It's like you take smelling salts or something, you know, you drink something strong,
and
yes, which gives you this feeling you are going to do something about it.
I think that if you've done it wrong, and we do sometimes do it wrong, you don't want to do the same thing twice. That's a foolish thing, isn't it? I mean, once is a mistake and twice is a habit.
That's it.
So, you know, it's right,
isn't it?
So something like that. You don't want to keep doing that thing.
What did Oscar Wilde say?
Once is a mistake and twice is a habit.
Sheer carelessness.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. But I think that you just have to, move on, learn by
mistakes, basically.
Learn
maybe.
By what you did it wrong.
You made
a boo boo. You've done it wrong.
We all do.
Don't do it again.
That's it. We try not to.
Try and make it. You don't want to fall into the pit again.
No, exactly.
Is that right?
Well, hopefully.
So bitterness in Hebrew. What did you say again?
It's meriras.
Like a tonic.
Yes, that's right. There's a story about a Hasidic Rebbe when he was a child. So he and his brother were visiting another Hasidic Rebbe who was an older man. He was a Rebbe then, and there were these two children in front of him. And he gave them a little drink of schnapps, you know, like whiskey or something, whatever it is they were drinking then. And so one brother said, "Oi, bitter. It tastes bitter." And the other one said, "Bitter und gut. It's bitter and it's good." You know, and that, so that sense of something bitter, but it's actually good because it's going to drive you forward.
Yes.
So as we have the Hebrew words ach be'emes, but in fact, and that might be where it says in the English, in truth, however, yes, that paragraph, the top of the second column, if you're looking in the English, and in the Hebrew it's ach be'emes in the middle of the page, at the end of the line. You got it? Ach be'emes. Ach be'emes. But in truth, Ein leiv nishba, umeleiris hanefesh. The idea of a broken heart and the bitterness of the soul, arichuka me'ol pnei Hashem, concerning its distance, the feeling of distance from the radiance of the face of God, v'hislab shusa besitra achra, and the fact that the soul feels it's enclosed in the negative realm. These are not likroim b'shem atzvus klal. These are not called melancholy in Loshon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, in the sacred language. Ki atzvus, because what melancholy is? Depression. Hi sheliboy metumtum ka'evem, is that one can't feel. One's heart is stopped up and dumb like a stone. And there's no life force in one's heart. In other words, the depressed person is not able to feel. It's a very profound perspective on the nature of depression. It's not as if it's a feeling of a searing pain. It's a lack of feeling. And it's horror at the lack of feeling. It's a terrible...
That's an illness, isn't it? Depression. To feel.
Well, you're right. That's clinical,
to feel clinical
depression.
Depressed is different to being low occasionally, isn't it?
I did feel.
We all feel a bit low sometimes.
And I did feel.
You did feel.
Too much.
Right. I had depression for 3 months, but it moved afterwards. It cleared. That was why my mother
passed
away.
Yeah, exactly. You do. If you've got to have
well, you
low,
see, Susan.
For 3 months.
It's very interesting. The months. Pain that comes from actual what's called life events. You know, there are events that happen to people, and you can understand that they feel in a very low and in a and very
sure.
In
a sense.
Sure.
Shake it off for about 3 months. Just could not shake it off.
But if you can't,
then after that, started to move
you know,
on.
No, but if you
up,
can't see any light
right.
at all,
forget,
if
but it passed, I got on with my life and went forward.
If
right.
it's a darkness all
yeah,
the time,
forward and I got on with
then
it.
It's and
that was
and
it.
You can't snap out
no,
of
no,
that
and
at
then
all.
It just cleared, and then I was
I think
fine
we're speaking about
on.
Something else.
No,
aren't
it was
we?
Fine. I went back to work again, and I started building up. And
well, you see, Reen is depicting another picture. Thank God, Susan, you were able to get out of it and go back to work, and
you
have a life which you're able to control. In
yes.
a positive
but,
way. But what happens if a person
you
doesn't
can't.
See a door out of the darkness?
Right. Well,
it's
that, hell.
Yeah, that must be. I don't
well, it
know.
It's absolute
I
hell.
I don't know. That must be.
But it is.
Yeah,
it must be.
Imagine.
It
and
must
then
be.
You
that
open
situation.
The door.
I haven't been in. Well, like,
you can't see the
faith,
door, but you find the door.
If they don't find their faith, then it's very sad.
Well, with the help of God, I mean, that's the role of a human being in this world. Confronting horrific situations very often, unfortunately, and in the darkness finding some kind of light miraculously. And it's that miracle of finding that radiance in the darkness which is part of the challenge of being a human being in this world. And these Torah teachings, they are very precious in that they help to show how we can utilize different kinds of negative experience in a positive way. Yeah. So So what he's saying is there's straight depression where there is a lack of feeling without it doesn't go anywhere. I mean, that's really the point, that it's sort of going round and round without any sense of feeling. I mean, it might be horrific. It might be the most horrific feeling, as you say, Mary. But it doesn't actually.
Finished a bit earlier tonight.
Okay.
So you got the key.
Thank you.
But it doesn't actually. It doesn't actually go anywhere, and that's the and that's the trap that one is in. Mm. Avil, but just a second. Avil, but Mariris, the Lev Nishba. Bitterness and a broken heart, these Hebrew concepts of bitterness and a broken heart. Adarabba, on the contrary, Hariyesh Chayes Beliboy, he has got, or she has got, life force in her heart, lehispael, to feel, to react, to be moved, ulehismame, and to feel bitter. Why? Why did I do that? Why did I let that happen? Rakshehi Chayes Mibchinas Gvurus Kudoshes. But it is a life force which comes from the sacred realm of severity, whereas joy comes from the realm of chesed, of kindness. And this is coming from severity. Because the heart combines in it both severity and kindness. And so the heart has got both qualities in it, and sometimes it's in a mood of joyfulness, and sometimes the same heart and the same person is in a mood of what you might call bitterness, anger.
Sometimes.
Well, there's different kinds of anger. If you're speaking about anger with oneself. Anger with oneself.
Yeah.
Anger at the fact that I let myself fall into that trap, or, you know, that mud.
Don't do that thing. You didn't have done it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you've got it, right. Okay.
That's what I said before, though.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Sometimes
you do.
Well, you see, you and Rini are talking about two. Well, no, you're not. You're both.
Sorry.
You see, there are two types of thing that happen. One is that something else happens. Like, God forbid, one loses a parent or whatever. You know, things that are happening outside yourself which have an effect. The other is things we do ourselves. And with the things that are happening outside ourselves, we have to try and find a way to cope with that. But then there are the things we do ourselves, and that's where it can actually become a ultimately the mistake can become a coiled spring which helps us for the future with energy to go forward in a stronger way. And then he says here, Ve'ine, behine, and behold, le'itim, sometimes, tzarech lo'oyle b'chines gvulus ha-kadoshos. Sometimes we have to arouse this sacred realm of severity. K'dei lahamti kadinim, in order to sweeten the negative forces. What are these negative forces? The animal soul and the evil desire, when they are, God forbid, ruling over a person. And how are we going to get rid of that? We're trapped. We're stuck with this animal soul. How are we going to get rid of it? Now, the fact that we made a mistake yesterday and we really fell down in the mud, this can give us the verve, the anger with our own stupidity, and the chayas, the life force, the energy, that we're jolly well not going to fall down again. And that enables us to break out of the trap of the animal soul. Because if we were just coasting along as normal, and we didn't realize that we'd made the mistake, and we weren't upset about the mistake, we'd still be in the clutches of this animal soul. So it's only this kind of energy inside us which enables us to throw it off.
It makes you look at what you've done.
Yes.
And you're looking at what you did, and then you think to yourself, well, while I did that, that was stupid. I'm not going to do that when I go in tomorrow or whatever it is. Well, it makes it look...
Well,
you
should
what,
because...
You look at what you've done. You think about what you did, maybe.
Right.
In the long run, it can make you stronger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can't it?
Yeah, I think so. I've been in those
situations. You have to. You have to cope with these things and find a way out, as it said.
Right. Absolutely.
Absolutely. There's got to be a way out.
And he goes on and he says, "Ki ein hadinim nimtokin ele b'shoshon," because these negative forces can only be sweetened in their root. Now that means, in order to sweeten and transform something which comes from the side of severity, you have to use the realm of severity in order to deal with it. V'lechein omra zal, and therefore the sages said what Rini says: La'olam yagiz adam yetzer toiv. A person should make his good desire angry with his evil desire. You see? That one makes the good desire angry with why the evil desire has done these stupid things or wants to do these stupid things. Behind the b'chol eis, and that means at any time, shorei b'nafshoi, that the person sees in his soul, shetzorich lechas, that he needs this. So in other words, there's certain situations where the right response is this form of anger and of severity and of this Hebrew style of merirus, of bitterness, in order to throw off the clutches of something negative. And then he gives a suggestion what is a suitable time for this. But shas hakosher, a good suitable time, shehisham yuchedes ra'uya lekach, a time which is really fitting for this, l'roiv b'nei adam, for most people, he b'shah she'otzev b'lav hochi, is at a time when a person anyway feels depressed, mimile de'olma, about worldly things. That's right, I was thinking that, yeah. So he feels depressed about something. You know what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is saying to us? You feel depressed about something. So transform that depression into a merirus, a bitterness about your own spiritual state, and make yourself better. So because you've walked into the shadow of the depression because of whatever it was, now you can transform yourself into a positive way. Oikach beli shum sibba, or sometimes, going over the page, a person gets depressed without any reason. He doesn't know why he's depressed, but he feels this sense of depression. Azai hishas hakosher, then this is a good moment, lafoicha etzev, to transform this melancholy, liyos mimole dechushpana, to start being a kind of personal accountant. You know what happens when an accountant comes into a business and they start looking at every detail? Oy, it's not
very bad. It's not bad.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And if
And so if we apply a personal accounting to ourselves, then that's quite a difficult thing. Or lekai mamelazal, and to keep the saying of the sages, la'olam yagis, a person should always make their good desire angry with their evil desire, and in that way we're able to deal with it, as mentioned above. Kanal ubazeh, and through this, you actually get rid of the melancholy, which is about the worldly thing, whatever it was, such as the current news, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And after that, you know what will happen? you come to a true joy.
Right.
Now, there's a very, very beautiful point here, but I believe that we should stop now. And with the help of God, we'll continue this.
Just to give us an idea.
A person says, you see, a person says to themselves, look, it's true that I'm distant in many ways, and yet there's a spark of godliness within, and we're going to achieve everything which has to be achieved. It's he ends on a note of hope. And you go forward.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I look forward to seeing you next week.
Forward.
Yes.